Hey guys, you're listening to Mystic Mind. I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast for an intuitive tarot read. I did a few videos already, but they were mainly for my YouTube channel, so if you want to check those out, I did some 18-minute upgrades as well for the majority of the signs. But I did pull a few cards for you guys already just to get a general feel of how you guys are feeling. And I also do have a few messages that I do want to say at the end of this reading just because I did meditate on it last night. And I feel like it might have to do something like this as well. So stay tuned for that. But what we have here is the Queen of Wands. So I feel like very magnetic energy, I feel. Either you feel this type of energy, like an energy upgrade for yourself, or you feel this type of way towards a person, you either probably feel like more attracted to an individual or towards a situation, maybe. Or this person feels that type of energetic feeling towards you. We also do have the Ten of Wands, which here on the card, it is shown, this isn't the traditional deck, but for this deck here, it's a girl who's carrying tons of brooms, because she has, pretty much just like she has what she wants, but she's not carrying it in the right way. So you may feel like you're either having it all or you don't right now. I feel like you're going to have faith in the situation or you're not going to have faith at all. You're kind of not in between. You're either or. And we also do have the King of Wands, a very dark energy with authority here. So you're either dealing with someone with authority or maybe you have authority somehow in a relationship. Maybe at your job. And then we have the Nine of Wands here. So, right, the Nine of Wands here. How many cards did I pull? Is this? Well, I mean, like, some of them did pull, or not pull, but some of them did come out on their own. So I did take them. I was originally going to pull three, but so be it. And the Nine of Wands here. So right now, I just feel like very distorted energy toward the situation. You feel either burdened or very shielded, guarded toward the situation. And then we have the Three of Swords. So heartache. So I definitely think this is a love situation, but if not, you're feeling it towards your heart chakra, definitely. But at the end of the deck, we do have the Ten of Pentacles. So you do have lots of abundance coming in with the Ten of Wands and the Ten of Pentacles. I also did roll dice prior in the beginning of today, and I did receive 10 as well. Well, 5-5. Anyways, just thought I'd mention that. All right, so let me go ahead and pull a few more cards. I feel like possibly we're dealing with an air sign too, because I literally got these cards this week for air signs. Air signs or fire signs? What was it for my Libras? We have abundance here. So yeah, I definitely felt that with the Ten of Wands here, like I said, and Ten of Pentacles. So with this card, I really do like this card. And actually I'll pull two more from this deck because I do have some really good visuals, but and read a meditation from the book as well. But on this card, it's a girl and she's sticking a quarter into Welcome to a whale. Not a whale. A whale. Not a whale. Not a whale. Not like a whale. Oh, gosh. Sorry, it's late, guys. Anyways. And then there's a guy, and he's like, he lost his money over the well, and he's just sad, and it shows him just kind of like drinking. And the girl, she's, you know, trying to, you know, reach for it, and she's like, has an epiphany of her dreaming about bringing home. So, you know, definitely. Maybe you're feeling burdened by a work situation, but, you know, if you continue to look forward, abundance is going to come through. We have wisdom here, so maybe you have to use, you know, your knowledge that you do know to, the knowledge that you do, like your own knowledge, your own talent is what I'm trying to say, to do your job, to maybe, make your hobby into your dream job. Okay, and then we also have the sun here. So you or your person, maybe, you know, in remembrance of you or one another, or you are remembering someone who passed, because that is also on this card as well. I'm going to pull two cards from Work Your Light Oracle. These cards are really beautiful visuals. All right, it says Pure of Light. Your vibration is rising. You are the Oracle. So kind of like what I was saying in the beginning of the reading, with this very magnetic energy with the Queen of Wands, like you're either feeling the energy yourself, and that's what I feel like is happening here. And then we'll kind of tie into what I'm going to see for the season as well. Starseed, what lights you up? So, I'll just go into my messages now. what I was thinking about last night was I feel like, especially with this Ten of Wands and the Nine of Wands, and then we have the King of Wands and the Queen of Wands. It's like, and then Three of Swords. Like, what? Like, so I feel like you're in lack of communication with someone constantly, or you're getting a lot of it. But from what I'm seeing, it's like you're so burdened, you're stressing so much over it, you're thinking about it constantly, where it's not doing any good for you. It's not taking you anywhere. And what I see with this energy upgrade that we're all getting, especially with this Leo, that Leo season that passed, and with everything that was happening with the moons and Mercury, we got this energy upgrade. And if you know, you feel it too. You know, I mean, we all pretty much, I'd say, got it. But the only thing is if you know, and you feel it yourself. And I feel like, in a sense, you feel it more. But I feel like you're feeling it right now. And my point is to put that energy into creative, you know, projects, things, you know, work. And then I was thinking about, like, what if you were to think about being a kid again? Like, literally, like, thinking about being a kid again. Because you didn't have those worries about when, you know, like, where's your, like, I don't know, next, like, paycheck going to come from? Or if you're going to get a paycheck, or what you're going to do next with your life. Or who's going to come into your life? Who's your, you know, who's your true friends? Who's not your true friends? Like, you know, who's gonna like, who do I love? You don't think about that stuff when you're young, very young. You know, you just think about, now, like you think about the present. And then I saw a meme today. Well, it wasn't a meme, but it was from the movie. I forgot what it was called, but it was from a Black Jack, and he's a panda. I don't know why I'm blanking out, but I know it'll come to me later. But I know you guys know. But it'll come to me. In the scene where it's the turtle and he's talking to the panda, or no, he's talking to, I think the Master Shifu. I don't remember the name, but, like, I don't remember. Oh, anyways. And he says about, you know, not thinking so much in the past or the future and thinking in the present. And if you think about it, it is a present in itself. And that's what he says. And that's freaking true. You know what I mean? And that's when you're a kid, like, that's exactly what you thought. You thought about the present. You think about what was happening, like, tomorrow. Because you didn't even think tomorrow was going to come. You didn't even know what tomorrow was. And that's exactly how we should all be thinking. And just kind of go from within. And that's exactly what I see here. Is that, you know, it once you either you are doing that already, and this is confirmation for you, or this is what you should be doing, or you need to be doing, and you're going to be getting, you know, so much love from it and so much abundance from it. And that's what we see, you know, like I said, 10 of the dice, 10 of pentacles, 10 of wands here, and then the abundance card right here. So definitely, what lights you up? What do you think about, or what did you think about when you were a kid? Think about it. The next card is, what is not aligned or needs to change? So what do you need to do in order to kind of change that energy? So you're not so much in this burden. Whatever you're thinking about, you know, whatever is meant for you will really be meant for you. And it's taken me a long time. I mean, I'm still having to learn that. And especially learning to not put expectations onto people. I mean, like, we're still all trying to learn that as individuals. But, like, definitely take that into consideration and move forward. We have Hermit, Retreat, and Recharge. So, maybe a Virgo here or an Earth sign. But definitely take time for yourself. Do things for yourself right now. And try not to look at it as so much being selfish. All right. Druid, hold the space. So definitely all this energy, recharge, hold what you need to. Don't think that I'm saying, like, let go of everything that you're thinking of or anything like that. No. I'm just saying definitely take in consideration what's coming towards you. All right. So let me go ahead and it's already 13 minutes. Let me go ahead and leave off with a meditation here for you guys. If you choose to do it, I'm not saying you guys have to, of course, but if you guys choose to do it, let's do one for abundance so you guys can do some meditation on that. Who doesn't? All right. It says, place some money before you. Pick it up. Have you thought about how many souls have touched it before it came to you? Feel its energy. The value we deprive from money is the exchange of energy. Imagine this money transforming into your desire. Be aware of your improved relationship with money. So yeah, definitely, of course, you know, take consideration. Maybe you also need to save money as well, if that really needs. I mean, I know it resonates with me. I need to, anyways. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys like this video, and definitely check out my other YouTube channels. You can look up Mystic Mind, and that's where I do erotic tarot reads for 18 and up. And I really do love those videos. Also, I just saw 15:15 on the clock for any of you guys. Anyways, okay, you guys have a good day.